Thunder Bay. Justice Tracy Neekers concluded that the evidence shows Patrick O'Keefe was likely with Braden Munoz the night of August 5, 2017 in the Marina Park area where his body was found the next morning, but the evidence could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he was responsible for the assault that resulted in his death. O'Keefe, 26, appeared before Justice Neekers in a Thunder Bay courtroom on Tuesday where he was acquitted of the charge of second-degree murder in the 2017 death of Munoz, who was 18 years old. While the evidence is suspicious for Mr. O'Keefe's involvement in Mr. Munoz's death, I cannot conclude beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. O'Keefe committed the assault on Mr. Munoz that caused his death, Justice Neekers said during her ruling. The burden of proof having not been met by the Crown, Mr. O'Keefe must be acquitted. The verdict comes following an 8-day trial that took place in October. Throughout the trial, the Crown presented evidence that it argued placed O'Keefe with Munoz during the day and evening of August 5, 2017. Evidence included testimony from Brandon Yesno and Skylar Linklater, who observed Munoz and O'Keefe together at their residence where they said they planned to go drinking together. Surveillance footage at a Cumberland Street apartment also showed the two together, and there was an eyewitness account of Munoz meeting another individual near the corner of River and Cumberland Streets at the same approximate time O'Keefe was observed on video surveillance at the beer store on Cumberland Street. Munoz's body was found on a beach near the Marina Park overpass the morning of August 6, 2017. He had injuries to his face, neck, and body, and according to the pathologist, his cause of death was the result of blunt impact trauma to the head and neck, as well as mechanical airway obstruction and ethanol and cocaine toxicity. Yesno and Linklater testified that O'Keefe returned to the residence that night between 11 p.m. and midnight, and he was described as frantic and upset. Blood was also observed on his shirt and face. O'Keefe took the shirt off while at the residence and it was not recovered by police. O'Keefe could be placed in the Marina Park area from several items of clothing belonging to him that were seized by police and found to have DNA from another individual who was the victim of an assault in the Freedom Park area either the night of August 5 or morning of August 6. Defense counsel Kevin Matthews argued that the Crown's evidence was circumstantial and speculative. Matthews put forth the theory that Munoz could have sustained his injuries as a result of repeated falls due to intoxication. He also said police failed to investigate other possible suspects, including those who may have been involved in a stabbing incident where Munoz sustained injuries to his arm, though no suspects were ever identified. Justice Neekers disagreed that police had tunnel vision when investigating O'Keefe, and she believed that other leads were investigated. She also disagreed that Munoz's injuries were the result of repeatedly falling, particularly when considering the debris that was found in his airways. I am satisfied that Mr. Munoz's death was caused by an unlawful act, Justice Neekers said. While it is possible he could have inhaled sand and debris while laying in the sand, given the combination of injuries and the amount of debris and how far the debris was found in the lungs, it is unlikely. Justice Neekers also agreed that O'Keefe went to the Marina Park area with Munoz the evening of August 5 to consume alcohol, but there is no further evidence to suggest that O'Keefe committed an unlawful act that resulted in Munoz's death. There are no witnesses to an altercation between O'Keefe and Munoz, she said. There is no evidence of any injuries sustained by O'Keefe from an altercation. Forensic evidence did find O'Keefe's DNA under the fingernail of Munoz, but it could not be definitively concluded how it ended up there, and the two were seen sharing a cigarette on video surveillance footage that evening. The timing of the incident involving the other assault victim also raised doubts, with Justice Neekers referring to testimony from the victim who said the assault took place the morning of August 6, despite first telling police it took place the night of August 5. Ultimately, given the frailties associated with the evidence of the victim, I am left with doubt as to whether he was assaulted on the night of the 5th or the morning of August 6th, Justice Neekers said, adding that it was unlikely O'Keefe returned to the Marina Park area the morning of August 6th. There was a finding of guilt against O'Keefe on two counts of breach of recognizance for staying out past curfew and not refraining from purchasing, possessing, or consuming alcohol. He was remanded into custody to February 28th to be sentenced on the breach of recognizance charges. O'Keefe was also charged with aggravated assault from the night of August 5, 2017, which will be heard as a separate charge before the courts.